Spring is in the air. When was the first day of spring?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Everyone, we
thank goodness.
We lost 1 hour of sleep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Daylight savings time. The most stupidest shit in the world. Because we ain't farmers.
That's what I'm saying. It is stupid. I don't even know why we started having daylight savings time.
It happened with the war and for farmers.
War and farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was World War I or World War II, but percent right on that.
Because it gave the farmers more time to harvest because they would have more daylight. So that way they could move around, like, the animals and things like that. And I know that in World War II it helped, so I know that much. But now it's kind of fucking useless if you're not a farmer.
There's, like, so many things from back in the day that are completely fucking useless today.
Right? Like the appendix.
I don't think we have a choice in the matter with the appendix.
I heard it's useless, and now it's just there.
Because I don't want my appendix. It's my right.
Yes, very good.
Isn't it funny to hear people?
Like, I don't know, damn roosters, what do I need this for?
Who needs this shit? I want it removed.
Gotta wait for it to burst.
To burst, yeah, that's when it's bad. That's when it's like, oh, the Europe shit's creaked at that point.
Yeah. It's like you want it out, but you don't want it out like that.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go out like that.
Yes. No, like, you want it out. You don't...
Like, fuck that. Annie, I know you want to go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it right now.
It won't go now that you said it.
Now that I put you on the spot, now you're not going to sneeze. You're looking at me like you're going to sneeze. And nothing?
You fucking really? Scared it away or something.
So that's the Jedi mind trick right here.
I guess
like,
so.
Just boom. Go ahead and sneeze. I dare you to sneeze.
You're not going to sneeze.
Alright, let's get this shit popping. Chilling
Baby.
With Villains, the podcast. I am your host, Gary the Villain in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hello.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
Yes, thank you. Thank you to coming to listen to another episode of Chiller Villains, the podcast. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on the keys on SoundCloud.com. Apost Rock holding it down. So yeah, man. Freaking, you guys do your taxes?
Yeah, just, Annie, would you be able to do my taxes?
I could do your taxes. You just gotta send me your paper.
I love it. I got all my shit. Sorry.
You know, it's tax season.
I was about to start singing. I'm in a singing mood. Yeah, I got all my stuff and everything else, but, you know, you already got your thing back, eh, Nick?
Yeah, I got $300 back. I mean, thanks to my brother-in-law. Like Annie, when it comes to taxes, if you don't know anything, they know what they're doing. So it was like,
because I got fed up with H&R Block always scheming me, so I went and took a class. Because fuck that shit.
No, I'm saying like people that go to H&R Block, they charge you like what, $60?
Yeah, it depends on your income
or some dumb shit like that, and people still pay for that shit.
I'm not paying that much for you to give me an opinion on something that I can figure out myself.
You know what I mean?
It's really just matching the letters to the numbers. That's all it is.
That's as basic as that sounds. That really is all.
It's just tedious, and people are lazy. Or they just don't understand what links are supposed to be there. They don't know how to read the paper. That's really what you gotta learn, is how to read the paper.
But even that is confusing. It's like, oh, if you want to know about box G, read line 102, schedule K, facing east. You know what I mean?
And
the daylight coming through the window at this angle, like, it's like such weird fucking shit. It's like, why can't explanation for box G be explanation G?
why give me a migraine before doing this?
You know what I mean? What's all this?
It's the Provincial Tax Act. Each province has different letter systems.
Yeah, I figured that much. That's all countries are. They're just small countries that complain to be one country.
Except for Quebec. We want to be our own country.
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
We all know the story.
I was just about to say that, you know.
Yo, if that ever happens, I'm gone. I'm gone the day that happens. Like, bye.
Well, it looks like it could happen.
I'm leaving.
Yo, because the way things are going, the language laws that are now trying to come into effect. I know Andy was telling me about, we have to be grandfathered in as Anglophones. And I was like,
historic Anglophones.
Historic Anglophones.
That's what they're going to call us.
Imagine.
Wow.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says historic Anglo hi bonjour with a thumbs up.
Wait, there's a t-shirt?
For $22. Yeah, there's a website you can go to. It's this really angry white dude, okay? He's an English guy, right? And, he goes to protest, and he made t-shirts that said, hello, bonjour, with a thumbs up, or historic Anglo. It's hilarious. They're $22, and you can get them in any color you want.
Actually,
we gotta buy that t-shirt.
Oh, my goodness. They even got hoodies.
I love that. They even got hoodies.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Imagine they pay people the language, like police or whatever. That's a job.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
You understand?
Imagine that's crazy. They pay somebody to go around and say, hey, this is not a friend. Yo, did we make up something? Like, wouldn't it be hilarious if Smith got that job?
Yeah, because they couldn't, they didn't read his name. They heard his name as Jean.
Jean? Instead of Sean, they heard Jean. Jean Smith.
Oh my gosh. That'd be great.
I hate the way they pronounce my name, guys.
Jean Smith.
Sean Smith. Sean Smith. It's like Smith.
Yeah, there's no E. It's Smith.
Smith sounds like a fucking German meat company. Smith's Lab.
Yeah, exactly. What? It sounds like a meat processing plant from Hamburg, Germany or something.
Yo,
stuff
for
like
real.
That,
Smith's.
What?
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck? No. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Smith's meat.
Oh, man, I'm hurt, guys.
Oh,
that was hilarious, guy. A German meat company? See, you're lucky. You have a last name, Reed. Nick, I can't even pronounce yours.
Mine just keeps going on and on.
And Annie's name is Wicked, you know? Pompetti sounds like a boxer. My name's Pompetti.
Like Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
Well, that's way cooler than what I've been making fun of. They're always saying I'm a Pompey.
Talking about real boxing, Nick. No, I'm joking. Yeah, it's truly
Pompey,
I'll knock your ass out. Yo, seriously, I want to change my name to Toffoli.
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 Like Tyler Toffoli?
Toffoli, you got a problem?
For those that don't know, Tyler Toffoli is now playing for the Habs. He's one of the forwards. I think he's a left-right winger.
Yeah, he was out actually last game.
Yeah, upper body injury. Yo. Guy, I play fantasy hockey and shit, and what's really pissing me off with the NHL is their fucking late scratches, man.
Oh,
super late. Like, the game started 5 minutes ago, scratch type of shit. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that one, man. I rage that shit all the time. Like, what the fuck is going on? Seriously.
Like, fantasy sports period this year has just been a guessing game. Doesn't matter how smart you are with sports or how much of a fan you are. You're just guessing because anything can happen now. When you throw
this
whole COVID into the mix.
At this point, absolutely. It's like, Might as well just go in this blind.
Yeah.
Just at least you're not betting it. Because I heard from people that do like they bet basketball, football, you know, all that shit. They say never do hockey, and I'm like,
huh. Yeah. I was always told that, avoid hockey.
Hmm. I wonder why that is.
I was like, huh.
I don't know.
But well, it's unpredictable.
You know, they're changing the way you bet now for sports. I don't know if it's already in effect or it's going to be coming in soon. Because before it was like you couldn't bet on the same sport on the same card. It would have to be different ones if you want to combine them. So you'd have to bet on a hockey game and a basketball game to combine it on the same ticket. Otherwise, it has to be separate. I don't know if I'm even saying this properly. Nikki, you heard about this? Like,
they're changing the format? I heard of buying separate tickets. I believe so. On top of my head, I'm trying to remember which thing I can think of that betting thing that used to do that back in the day. But yeah, you're right.
But I'm right. Like that was the deal, right? Like, you couldn't combine bets unless it was like a different sport.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the way it was back then, yeah.
I don't know, because a lot of the stuff is online, right?
Yeah, you could do it, like through the apps and stuff like that. But you could still buy the tickets in person.
It's been going on for years. I remember when I used to work at Opinion Search, this survey company, it was, right on the Orange Line, but you could walk from McGill down the street, and it's, seriously, a 5-minute walk. It's crazy how close it is with the Orange Line. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know where the Burger King is across from the Bay Area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You just walk down that street, and you're right at the place. Anyways, they had a betting company, internet betting company. So this thing, betting on the internet has been going on for 10 to 15 years now.
Yeah.
It's only getting bigger. I don't even know the proper amount of years, but
it's only getting bigger, dude. I
know, it's getting crazy, you know?
Pretty soon you're going to be able to go to the stadium and bet on the game at the stadium when they open these things up.
That's the evolution of it. That's what I'm saying. Happen.
You go to the game and bet on the game.
You know, it's crazy. Not Vegas. You know, because it's not going to affect Vegas because Vegas is such a worldwide attraction, right?
Well, it's
this online gambling. They're doing even slots and 21 and poker and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But it's going to affect the small casinos here because, you're not going to, soon enough, no one's going to go to these small casinos anymore, you know? But Vegas, of course, like I said, is a main attraction. You know, you're always going to get people going to Vegas because there's more to Vegas too, you know?
Yeah, it's one of the attractions of the world, you know? Everybody, Vegas is always going to be Vegas, like you said, you know? But the online market, I feel what you're saying. It is gonna stomp out the smaller guys in the gambling game for sure. Because these guys come in with an app, and they could have millions of people using their app betting money in real time.
I know me and you, we like to play those slots sometimes, you know, and. I have to stop myself sometimes. I'm not a big gambler, but...
Oh, man.
Using my bank card online, you know?
And a lot of these are, online things. They like to do things, they like to lure you in, you know? They're like, oh, look, we'll give you 100 tokens for free, you know? For being with us for 3 months, or just to lure you back into the game. Let you win a couple of spins, and then, boom, you lose all that money eventually, you know what I mean?
It's a vicious cycle. It's a trap. And they know what they're doing, so...
I won't even lie. I won, very high 3 figures at one of those online apps. I was in the high 3 figures and lost it all.
Wow.
Yeah, I started with, nothing. And fucking got lucky. I don't want to say the number. I got high three figures. Yeah. Lost it all, man. Because I thought it was hot, man. It was, $25 a roll every time. Boom, $25, $25.
And you realize what you're losing because everything's so shiny and it's the lighting and the noise. And then you realize, wait, I didn't win anything.
You didn't really win anything or lose anything. If you really think about it, it just took you on this emotional roller coaster.
25 cents.
Just to egg you on to go and put your money into this. But yo, it's a business model, man. People got to make money, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure, man. That is for sure, man. Like, it's very, they don't care about you guys. They just want your money, you know? It's as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. They want what's in your wallet.
It's how the world is. Like, remember, Gary, you were talking about that? Like, even with the vaccinations, you know what I'm saying? Remember you said it would come down to that?
Yeah, well, it's going to come down to money, man. And like we all want to think it's like, oh, goodwill, let's do this and get out of this together. It's like, yo, I'm hearing, like, we all hear on the news that the rollout of this vaccine is going by age, right?
Right.
Well, Ontario, the politics are a little bit different in Ontario. Ontario will privatize anything, okay? I'm hearing you could jump the line if you really want the shot, $200 a pop.
Oh, wow. And that's legal.
And it's legal.
Oh, wow.
I heard actually a crazier. I couldn't believe this until this story. I heard it from my own family. It wasn't 200. My aunt, one of my aunts who lives in Ontario. She doesn't even live in the region, but she somehow was able to go one day during the week to another city that she doesn't live in, like in Kingston. Mm-hmm. She lives like 2 hours away from Kingston to get the COVID vaccination shot, just like that.
Yeah, you can jump the line if you go to a different district.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had Canadians go to the States to go and get the vaccine because our rollout was a lot slower than how the States was going.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when desperate situations put people into desperate corners and
yep,
they're gonna do what they want.
Very good point.
To save themselves, this was foreseen, man. You could see that.
You know what's crazy is I looked at the number. Do you know, like, the United States have vaccinated 220, I think, or something like that, million people.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And we still haven't vaccinated 40 million.
Yeah, because, well, like, the States does everything big. They like to show off doing anything. Even the amount of deaths, they want to do better than everybody else.
Oh, wow.
No offense. Like, I don't like, I say that facetiously. I don't want to shit on the people that die, because that's a tragic situation. You know what I mean? And I got homies that are from the States. I'm not laughing about that at all. But, you know, I expect them to go at this vaccine thing in a big way, because, you know, that's why I said it was so important for them in the first place to have a leader that was behind being proactive with this thing.
And new science.
Because as Canadians, we want to say, well, the States has nothing to do with us. It's like, that dude in the States, whoever's in that seat, kind of runs how things go in the entire world. So if he's proactive with it, everybody else is going to follow suit. If he's not, we're all kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. I 100% agree.
That's just crazy. But I agree with you with competing with everyone, eh? They just have to be better.
Yeah, they do everything big, man. It's leaders of the free world. That's the pseudonym that they're given.
Free world. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? Like, and here, yes. Here I don't have any explanation for what's going on with these fucking yahoos in our government over here.
Complete faith in humanity.
You got our prime minister that wants to talk sexy to everybody. Please.
Yeah.
Don't kill me.
Yeah. Every time I hear him speaking, I just shake my head. Like,
you know what I'm saying? He sounds like a fucking moron, man. Like,
yeah. Please, stay home. Jesus. I have nothing else.
Yeah. Well, you know, like Legault said, like, close two of our, like, Pfizer, is it, Gary? Yeah, how is it pronounced?
I think the two that we're going to get here, AstraZeneca, and, no, I don't think we're getting any Pfizer or Moderna. I think we're getting just...
No, they closed, Legault closed two of them years ago.
What are you talking about? Facilities or?
Yeah, facilities, like pharmaceutical facilities.
Oh, yeah, and then now there's going to be a new one opening up in Montreal soon. To make vaccines here in Montreal by the end of next year. But you know, it's the end of next year.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Novavax. So if everybody, like, if you have a lot of money and you want to go into stocks and shit, you got, like, three figures to spend, Novavax is one to jump on. It climbed from two figures to three real quick.
You still doing that, Gary?
Yeah, man, I still watch it. Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah?
It's fun, man. I mean, like, yo, you got people go out there fucking chasing Pokemon. Why are you chasing stocks, man?
Why not?
You know what I mean? Like...
Why not, huh? Make some money.
Yeah. Now they got this cryptocurrency now. That shit's complicated, man.
Okay.
Like, there's all these little, like... new ways of like making loot now or watching things appreciate digitally. Yeah. You guys heard about Top Shots?
No.
Not kind of.
It's basically like a digital sports card.
Oh, wow.
You know, like instead of buying, like, you know, you go to the store, buy a pack of cards, and you know, you get like Fred VanVleet, like, you know, you get a basketball player's in card form, right?
Yeah.
Well, now exactly. They're saying you get like a 12 or 13 second video with a serial number and all that shit. And you could sell these back onto the market for like thousands of dollars, depending on how rare they are.
Wow.
That's fucking gay.
Yeah, so it's like it's like a stock mind market blown. with I don't know, I guess the NBA line. Players, yeah.
And the waiting line is stupid.
Yeah, it's like stupid. Trying to buy one of these packages, they only come out at a certain time every other day. It's impossible to get into a lineup. Sometimes they only have, like, I don't know, like 60,000, but there's like 100,000 people waiting in line. It's ridiculous.
Holy wow.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
This is the new thing now. Like, the NHL is supposed to be following suit soon, if they haven't already. Oh, snap.
Mind blown, like, how it's evolved. Holy crap, wow.
Our speaker just died.
Yeah, the speaker just died, so we're going to try to keep it rolling still.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, what that was.
All right. You guys good? All
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good here. Sorry, what?
You can still hear us?
Yeah, but you're fading in and out a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think it's my phone.
No, our speaker cut out live in mid-podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no. So now we're using the speakerphone, but we're gonna tough through it. We're gonna tough through it.
Yeah, we only got 5 minutes left anyway.
Yeah, 5-10 minutes.
So.
Okay. Well, at least the spring is here and no more wind for me.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm fed up with the cold, dude. Like,
done. Yeah.
I know we say this every year, but there's sometimes, like, it just drags on and I just can't deal no more.
Just drags on.
You know, it's like all nice and 16 degrees during the day, and then it's like minus 12 at night. It's like fucking shit.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, what is this? Like,
no. One thing I don't like about living in Canada is the fact that, like, most of our year is winter. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Yeah, we're used to
that. That's the tough part. You know what I'm saying? Like, summer, spring is a joke.
Yeah.
I laugh at that. Winter, spring, fall, jokes.
But that's why people lose their minds here when it's summertime, man.
Guy, 5 degrees. We're in naked mode.
Yeah, 5 degrees. People are walking naked. Just 5 degrees. It's serious.
Exactly. Pool parties, getting drunk, all that.
Dude, I smell people barbecuing today.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I smelled those burgers. I was like, ooh, that looks good.
Oh, wow.
You know what I can't stand is now, like, no offense, I know this is gonna, I hope this doesn't affect me, but what's with old people and just being naked?
No, our neighbor! With his fucking no shirt all the time outside with the marble.
And
the
thing, you see, like, all their hair and shit. And
no, dude,
I'm telling
you. It
looks like it's trying to escape their body and shit.
I'm telling you, dude, when I get to a certain age, I'm going to be the exact same way, dude. Pot belly and all, I don't give a fuck.
Like, I feel it's almost required.
Yeah,
like, it's kind of like what men are supposed to do. Like, it's almost like a uniform.
At a certain point, exactly. It's a rite of passage.
I've never met non-naked old men. Like,
wow, pause. Like,
no, but like, in their wands, long boys with no shirt. And just like a Speedo. And they're all super old with giant ass bellies and like, yeah, I don't know how they're still pushing the lawnmower. Like, they're just so fat, some of them.
I love Gary. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, for real, man. When I get to a certain, like, that's a privilege to reach that age where you're like, you know, your golden years, 70s, 80s years old, and like, if you want to mow the lawn without a shirt, that's your God-given right. That's how God made you. You go and do that shit. It's hot.
Why don't you? Yeah, exactly.
Who needs a six-pack, man? Fuck that shit. I got a six-pack of beer.
Yo, I just laugh. I just laugh because, like, most of these people have, like a lot of these guys, man, like, do you have this chest hair guy?
Your chest hair.
And it's mad curly. It's like they perm their chest hair guy. Oh my god.
Goldilocks
it's
guy.
It's like, guys. Oh my god. You know, I see what your point is, Gary, but yo, like, sometimes, guys, it's like, why? You know, like, why? You know, I understand it's your God given right to, you know, it's hot. But, like, when you start perming your chest hair, guy, I don't want to see that shit.
Maybe it's natural, man.
I know it's natural. I'm just joking about the perming the hair guy, yeah, of course.
Put some fucking curlers
in
there.
Yeah, they really permed their chest hair guy.
What curler? You
imagine
can buy
that this, guy?
The chest with curlers in it and shit.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, my.
Big worm.
And then you see their wife come out, guy, with poom poom shorts, guy, wrinkly skin and shit. You know, like,
looking like damn leather faces.
Jeez.
You look like a leather belt guy.
I sense a lot of hate, man. Like, yo, you gotta embrace that shit, man. Going into the golden years, I can't wait. I can't wait to not give a fuck. To absolutely not give a fuck.
I can't wait to slap someone with my skin.
Slap someone with your skin.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Just slap your arms over like a bat. Fuck. Just like, what
the fuck? Yeah, my lips are already huge. Guy. Imagine me with fucking wrinkles, guy. I can like triple slap someone, guy.
Jesus Christ.
Like, oh, on some Chun-Li shit.
Some
chun.
Oh my.
Yeah, I just want to see how much,
man,
I could steal.
How much you could steal and just blame it on being an old lady?
Yeah, like, I forgot it was in my pocket. I just want to see how many times I can get away with it.
It's like, oh, I didn't know that was there.
Exactly. Oh, I forgot.
My pocket, a bag
of
candy.
Where are my meds?
No, I'm telling you, I would take full advantage. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Super.
Man. Like, full advantage. I will go onto the bus and expect that people get up from their seat. You know,
no,
just look
them
at them.
The
just be like, hey, get up. I won't even wait for them to be like, yo, get up.
Get up, I'm old, motherfucker.
And I won't even just pick the seat in the front. I'll pick whatever seat I want, guy. It could be in the back, but like, yo, get up.
I was born
before
the internet,
I get mad at people
internet,
that don't
bitch.
Do that, though.
Yeah, man. You see, yo... Always a disrespect. I see it all the time still to this day.
Wow.
It's an awareness thing I feel sometimes, man. It's like, you don't see that, no, this person might need a hand, like, or get out of the way or some shit.
Yeah. No, that's crazy, man.
I won't even lie. With this whole COVID thing, I won't even hold a door for some people.
Nah, I fucking run.
I just swing that shit open and keep walking and pretend I didn't see nobody.
Oh my gosh. The best one time, I don't know, I didn't even notice I was such a jerk, guy. this couple like was right beside me guy, and I pressed the handicap button to open the door automatically. Yeah. And I didn't even open the door for it. I was like, you know, nope. And they just looked at me, and I'm like, oh shit. I was like, oops. You know, like sometimes you like you're ignorant, not on purpose, though. You know.
Yeah, it's a complete accident.
Yeah, it's like lack of awareness. You know what I mean? Just for that split second.
Yo, but it was the best. Their face guy, they're like looking at me, and I'm like, the door opens. I'm there. Oh fuck! What's in my pocket? A bag of skin? No, I'm joking.
A bag of skin? Oh my god!
It puts the lotion.
All right, man. Yeah, well, now we're talking about skin and shit. We're gonna mosey the fuck on out of here.
There
we go. And not only for that, but I don't know, there is some skunk that has just wreaked havoc near our window down here, and
yeah,
my eyes are
gross.
Watering.
Like, I can't even. I'm gonna throw up. It smells so bad. I can't.
Spring hibernation just fucking wake these fuckers up, man. It's just stinking up the window.
Fucking nasty.
Anyways, we want to, if you want new information about us or know what we're up to, know what we're thinking about, you can go to our Facebook page. That's Chill with Villains. No, Facebook.com/ChillVillains. This fucking thing is fucking me up, this smell. Means Vids and Stay Chill. We got an Instagram @
Yeah, Chill with Villains.
If you got any complaints, if you got some air freshener for us, because this skunk smell, I don't think it's going to leave this basement. You can send us that shit to chillvillains@gmail.com. Can't forget the shout-outs. There's two. Shout-out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout-out to Reams on SoundCloud.com. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Bye.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Yuck.
Yep.